There was a lot of last-minute scrambling before the hearing as lawmakers huddled in the hallway to try and get a sense of the governor's position. Just a few days ago, Democratic sponsor Claire Levy of Boulder was adamant she had the votes to move the bill forward. And on Tuesday, she made her final pitch to the House Judiciary Committee.
The only thing that the death penalty does is give some feeling of retribution. I reject retribution as a valid purpose of taking the life of another person.
But despite her plea, Levy says she knew going into the hearing that the bill wouldn't pass.
There was concern that if the governor wasn't going to sign the bill, then people didn't want to take a vote that may have been difficult for them to explain to their constituents. I'm disappointed that we have not taken this on and addressed it the way we should, which is through a deliberate process of extended debate.
The measure failed 6-4. Democratic freshman Representative Brittany Pedersen of Lakewood joined all the Republicans on the committee to vote against the bill.
Ultimately, my constituents don't support this issue. And with the recent tragedies in Aurora, you know, this is something that's very personal for people and an issue that we need to do a lot more work on and reaching out to our districts.
Representative Lois Cord of Denver was the other Democratic no vote. She appeared visibly upset and says it was a tough decision because she personally agrees with repealing the death penalty.
In my heart, this is absolutely the right thing to do. I know we should repeal the death penalty. I also know that the governor has said that he is struggling with it and that he is not confident that the people of Colorado are comfortable with this approach at this point.
The other Democrats on the committee, including Chairman Daniel Kagan of Denver, voted to support a repeal, saying the death penalty is expensive, arbitrary, discriminatory, and prone eventually to error.
As long as human beings are making these decisions, there will be someone, somewhere, who is sentenced to death for a crime they did not commit. I cannot be a party to that. My conscience will not permit it.
But Republican Representative Bob Gardner of Colorado Springs says the death penalty is used sparingly in Colorado, with only 3 people currently on death row.
I do not think that for those of us who support the death penalty, that we somehow are less civilized or that we somehow are doing that out of seeking revenge and retribution.
Gardner and other Republicans on the committee say they believe the death penalty should be an option
for a category of crimes that represent the worst of evils. The death penalty is appropriate.
Sponsors say they'll try again during another legislative session. Several years ago, when Democrats controlled both legislative chambers, a repeal failed narrowly by 1 vote. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.